Rena, like,
one piece.
no, these are the palette. Should be actually closer to your head
Like
somewhere.
this?
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Sucks.
Oh, somebody, one of your rival groups.
Sabotage.
Keep an eye on the weapons. Well, as
Yeah, mine doesn't stick to that either.
Seem slippery.
Perhaps whatever. Maybe I can set it here and just stand for now. Probably going that way.
Who wants to go somewhere?
Sorry.
What?
No.
Was that
Just
answer?
sorry. No, that's just sorry. No. No.
What the heck? What?
Oh, break this one. Okay.
Have you changed the
I didn't.
funding?
I was trying to. I didn't have privileges to get in to update your file.
Yeah.
I actually
Yeah, I forgot
I meant to
actually.
send the email and then
Yeah.
I just didn't get
No,
past it.
when you said at the beginning, I thought, must check
Yeah,
the invite and then
yeah,
I
because I
was
forget mine as well. It's just
like,
like, yeah, every time I put something in there. So yeah, I was yeah, that was the main thing. So as soon as that's in, it'll be ready. I was making a couple little changes as well, so those will be able to play with. Still working on the trying to get the topics and summary search implemented as well. So that's sort of tonight. Yeah, wouldn't mind sort of coming along. Getting a better feel for all these night objects.
Yeah.
It's just seems a little chaos.
Yeah.
So I know it's like if you're getting used to stuff later on in your life, then you need to spend the time to invest and learn all about them. But it's like, what's the minimum I can get?
Yeah,
Get me what you need. So it's like,
yeah.
unless I want to do something with this in the future.
Like
Harvest.
Your PhD.
There is a file in the directory called Disfull.
I said place and
I think, yeah, I saw that and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it. Because I was trying some stuff a couple weeks ago. So that may be mine.
Doesn't have anything in it, honey.
Oh, really?
It does, it has about 3 lines of XML at the beginning, actually.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I saw it again today, I was just like, what's that mean? Yeah, I think it was me.
Anyway, well.
But Dell, yeah,
Remove that just
Sure.
It just seems to be able to find space to write, doesn't it?
Just give people some impressions of what's happening.
I had lots of stuff in there yesterday.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff.
All those objects.
I know, they live there, but I had even more stuff there yesterday. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things. I needed them, they were for this time, but it's alright.
How's your quote on that? What? Actually, do you know how to
It's
speed
huge.
up? Okay. So we probably won't have to worry
Yeah.
about that.
Should run the
It's about 8 gigs on there, so
Yeah,
it's
similar.
It just must be an awful lot of homework. It's
Yeah,
so much, isn't it?
How's everything else going?
Has anyone had time to play with it?
Yeah, I had a play with it
Any
yesterday.
comments?
No, it was good, really. Yeah, that's it. Generated a lot of exceptions in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that didn't cause any problems, but it just
Do we want to
No.
keep that? Like, are we keeping that how that happens? It just prints everything out in the shell as well, because it does everything. It just kind of, I guess that's its default behavior
Might as
anyway, so it's
well,
just
yeah,
like,
I mean,
doesn't really do anything.
yeah.
So, okay.
The thing is that, yeah, there is, as I said a while ago, there is still this one error, which is bugging in NXT.
Oh,
However,
okay.
that always generates these. I think when you left click or right click or something, I can't remember now. But if it's a real error, then it stops, so you can't.
Yeah, I did discover any of those, yeah.
Okay.
I did have a list.
That's a good thing.
I probably to see it in right, I didn't write to, I didn't play that one. Seems alright, isn't it? And the dark up screen is fine, it looks alright.
Yeah.
I was more or less just playing with the things that I could do directly with what I was doing, so I didn't take it for a full test try yet, but I can do that with this.
Yeah,
we
could.
Right.
Is there any comments you have about just like wording and some sort of minor things?
No, it's alright. And the only thing, it's not. Startup screen's not too pretty, but that's
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
This job is
at the moment, as well, the whole windows of pop-up are not pretty at all, but I would make them a bit nicer if I had more time, but at the moment, it doesn't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, it's not the top priority.
If you change your window manager, it might look a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I think it would get better on Windows as well, actually, because
okay.
Java uses the native Windows, doesn't it? So.
Actually, can we run it on Windows?
Because that took me so long to do this place start. So I'm quite glad that it looks, not nice on one run and all this kind of.
Were you using like a GUI builder or just all from?
No,
like
this is just, yeah.
Okay, that's nasty.
Well, the speed characterization is finished.
Hmm?
Oh. I haven't done it, I haven't updated the rose object files yet, because it takes ages on the CPUs to do it. It's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I do it here. But it's quite long to sit in the lab and wait half an hour.
Can you connect to your home machine from here and then start from there? I've done this like a couple.
It really speed up.
Yeah, I started using your the speaker. I don't know if you've seen that.
I saw it.
Yeah.
So it says what speakers are in each meeting, and then you can see which topics. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But it's good. Your sound is really good. It's got a good interface and easy to use. Nice.
Yeah. The dialogue apps are all done, and they're quite amusing. Some of them, but there's some of the thing actually what I wanted to talk about dialogue apps was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting there are. So the first one statement is that it will, I've removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue act starts with statement.
Yeah.
And so everybody's top dialogue act statement.
Yeah.
So I got rid of that. And then everybody, the next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. Who knows
what
was it? Back channel.
It's when they say, yeah.
Is that what that means? Oh, keep it. And then the other
side.
Well,
it's
kind
really
of boring.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's very.
Some people don't do that. There are some people who don't do that. They actually, yeah, you can see that they don't do that. And it's the bottom of their list.
They're asleep, I think.
And some people have, and acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions. What else?
So, which, suggest. Maybe you can suggest a few that which would be interesting to list,
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's why I wanted to know whether or not we, because at the moment you can get, there's a method that will just give you the top five for, or the top X. You give it a number and you give the top whatever for each person, and then each meeting knows about all the different dialects for each person in the meeting, and then map that occurred, and we'll give you that in top order as well, or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialect. But you have to search on in B's and K's rather than real words. I don't know about it. So I don't know what we want to display. That's what I'm asking you.
I don't know if they have like a choice so they can filter those out, the top most common, just say, okay, show all or show all.
All's a lot.
Ones.
All's like 25.
I mean, you would really care if,
I don't know.
Why not?
I
think, it'd be difficult.
Could filter these out.
But it would be difficult if, if in the speaking characterization that we had a heading, top five dialogue acts, and then the little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are,
I think we should have the global top five. Because each speaker's got a top whatever, and so just say one of the boxes just explains that this is my top five dialogue decks.
For the speaker. Yeah.
And then in the meeting you have, well, you can either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you can have a list of each speaker's top dialogue decks. either of those would do you, but they would start to take up a lot of space.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, you could have, no, you don't need that. So, because it's a speaker window, the speaker characterization
exactly,
window comes
yeah.
up. So, you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that meeting, in global,
yeah,
top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the rest is
yeah.
obvious.
Yeah, just do top five, both local and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four maybe interesting ones,
okay.
and then.
Often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five joke. One of his jokes is in undergrad.
I'm following
<That's right. laughs>
<I'm>
him.
Yeah, this is good for browsing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's
what speaker
characterization
gives me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm all interested in this guy because he seems to be funny. Give me.
Yeah.
Speaking to the next joke.
That would be quite good.
So is this percentage then? If you say like joke. For this speaker, it's percentage 20.
Yeah.
Is that the what percentage of his speech is joke, or
what percentage,
what percentage
of the dialogue
jokes
that he makes are jokes
yes.
in the meeting
yeah.
and globally, except
yeah.
once for once.
Okay.
Yeah. I think most things are coded within dialogue. A lot of them are coded with Z, which means by label, so I just ignore that as well.
Yeah.
It's just really and statement, which is boring. And also the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something, so if I quote a joke to you, they separate that, so they put the dialogue act, and then they put the double with the colour, and they put that, so I just ignored any quoting material because it's
yeah.
Kind of
yeah. What's my real joke anyways?
Yeah, somebody else's joke, so they didn't. You have to be original about it.
So that's sort of implemented now, or is that?
Yeah, that's
my own.
Yeah, that's all. I'll just finish. There might be some polishing, I can't remember. But I think it's pretty much complete. So I'll do that tonight, just put it out there so you can start using it.
When active, I know I'll just recompile the M browser and then just get that.
You will.
Yeah. Also, uses my part as well.
Yeah.
In search. Good. Actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files? Prefix them with an M.
Yeah,
so
I was thinking that. It sort of turned out that way,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah, that's sort of what I was doing. Like for your stuff, do you have?
No, I just was called meeting and speaker.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I can send it.
No, it doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I just curious.
Oh.
Think about future stuff, maybe.
You could put it in a package.
Yeah, that's true too.
You can move on.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference. I've never used dumb packages. It doesn't really mean.
Yeah.
As long as it's in the same direction, it works. So it's funny.
Okay.
I have one little question that I reckon should have a little icon.
Yeah, you can double click on it.
Well, no.
Oh,
it's,
oh.
yeah, the top left. I know they've got an X, which is, you know, NXT, and it's sort of a bit cheeky to use that.
Yeah, we need something else.
So
just borrow a little Microsoft GIF like that.
No.
Oh,
that's something original. That would be a suggest. The only thing I could think of was an M.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But
same.
You have a big yellow M?
What have I seen that before?
You'd be sued for that, right?
Super sad baby manager. Just probably basic, just text, font, and just something nice, something
yeah.
solid.
I mean, it's time, so we can't really put more than one character in the image.
Anybody have any artistic talent?
And a season in dramatics.
Maybe I'll check if I can find it.
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll make up some.
How do you add that to the to the Java program? Is it just basic?
I'm not sure what it is.
It's really easy. You do it in one of the, whatever the main window is, you set GIF or something, set pixels.
Yeah, I know how to
just
put it there.
Okay.
I'll have to import it somehow, I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you just give it a file name.
Yeah.
So we'll do the other expression down if it's
We have to remember to include that in evaluation, how the GIF improve your browsing.
Yes.
It's a distinctive experience here.
Oh, yes.
It even has some sound that comes on. Welcome to the meeting.
Can you get sound on these machines?
No.
Actually, you ever managed? Oh, yeah, you must have. Playing sort of music on your dice machines?
No.
Right. Okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones in, it'll just play. Just
oh, right. Very fun.
If
definitely
if
point, too.
If the sound card is registered to your name,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
it usually isn't,
yeah.
and then you have to reboot, and sometimes it doesn't work.
I guess that's why they have a separate speech tag.
Yes.
Okay, this looks great.
Yeah.
I'm having some troubles with the image in the found another package. Instead of writing it from scratch, because we all just learned I haven't learned it much, but we'll see what happens in the next days.
And we're going to be trying to get the output from now. I don't know, still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one. Well, as many NOM objects as we can for each individual. Like, we were going to figure that the ranking did make sense. Like, to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So, if we are going to look through only five of them, just pick the top five to do that
mm-hmm.
search. And that's probably what we're looking for.
Thank you.
I still can't make it 1 to 18 from
Java. Sure. Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, you try.
If
you can make it work,
well, Jeff. Yeah, I'd be surprised because I'm back, Jeff.
I didn't expect this course to be so much of a joke.
Yeah,
it's
good.
It's
a job.
It's a job. It's just like
practical job.
In fact, it's an NXT package.
Yeah.
How do you guys find the documentation for NXT?
Right.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, sometimes I have my heads that don't have any explanation to it at all.
Yeah.
I
so
think it's
like, right, I'll try this then. It's
weird.
Yeah.
It was plainly generated by going to generate the other document. This one. And then get the bullet to there.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's still for this research platform.
Yeah. So it's good to know what methods are there without having to look at the source code. So.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm just curious. Did we have a date for when we actually want the system done?
Friday? Today,
wasn't it?
We changed it to Friday.
I thought we changed it to the 10th or something. Because the things, I mean, we can keep working on little things, you know, which, oh, well, should we. So I don't know, do we want to set an actual hard deadline, or when exactly were we going to start the evaluation?
Well, that's the problem because Steve hasn't given us any detail.
Okay. Well, I guess we can still come up with like test cases or whatever for the people and just come up with scenarios.
That's true.
That sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward.
I'm sure we can do that in like a meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Just brainstorming.
Yeah. The thing is, yeah, we had the deadline as Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend anyway.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we could set Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that
would
give us a whole next
Friday.
Work on it as well.
Yeah.
I've got my DNLG presentation on it.
Too much now. but yeah, Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Monday. I mean, we could. Should we write up Monday, or
We'll probably have to talk to Steve at some point as well, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll probably just have a regular Tuesday meeting with him. Like, we could send him an email, but I don't know if he's around. He's not around this week, is he?
I don't know.
I think that's why we didn't have the meeting.
Maybe it's just the day.
Yeah.
Send him an email for the regular meeting.
Yeah, that's true. Although, do we really want the answer?
Yeah.
So if we don't ask, we'll push it off.
Exactly, yeah. At the end, we'll say, well, you never gave us any test subjects. Well, so he's supposed to give us test subjects.
Well, sort of, that's how I understand.
He would try.
He would make something up.
Okay.
Yeah, find some people, that's how I understand it.
Yeah.
The thing is, because we're gonna get an email, we'll know, hey, let's see.
Right, yeah. We're looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
Yes. I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they have time. Start sparing people.
Well, they're gonna use,
well, they're
friends, they're gonna know
that. Yeah, I know, but.
Perception projects and things like that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably like months anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe they'll be half an hour.
Can you use each other?
Yeah, actually, some other friends of mine have different programs, but might be more willing, have more of a break. So, get a range of types of people involved, like not, like hiring here, like not, you know, Linux literate.
They have to be in there.
I think that might be good as well.
Mm.
Sort of wider range
so
of people.
How many people are we trying?
I'm just thinking like 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking of like 10.
No.
Forever. And then you've got to analyze the results.
Yeah,
no.
Like the thing to get, did an ETI course a while ago, and it's just, that's what these, you know, just 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. That was fine. And you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How can you get a range of people if you have 3?
Yeah, 1 computer scientist.
One officer.
1 gig of the suit.
Yeah,
1
supposed to be a woman, 2 be a man, and 1.
Maybe you should just have 2.
Yeah.
But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. If he finds 2 people.
Another thing, we have the presentation on like in 1.5 weeks or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Oh, it's
two.
Yeah,
two,
it's 2 weeks
today.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I think so.
I thought evaluation maybe for the report. So
that's
and that's going on the 25th.
Oh,
that
makes
sense.
That's
the
right. Yeah,
I
so it's not
the. I thought you said 25th, even though it's Good Friday. But
yeah,
it's not Good Friday if that's.
Yeah,
Good Friday.
Oh, yeah. Easter too.
Wow.
It's
not a Good Friday.
No.
No.
It wasn't originally either.
Well, I'm sure on the website it says Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives us 2 days to do the
report.
No evaluation.
Well, you know, the question is, do we need the evaluation for the presentation?
I didn't think so necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him.
We should definitely ask him. Because if not, then
we should try and have everything done by then anyway, because you know he's done again.
Yeah, it was probably
quite
a lot. It's a good target.
Well,
it's a good
might be right.
We should aim to be finished by Monday, this Monday coming. A week no, yeah, well basically for Tuesday. Start the evaluation. Pretty much straight away, and then
get
out. You need to write the
presentation as well.
You
can
write the report and everything.
It's fun. Yeah. It's just funny that I have it finished by Monday, because after Monday, I'm pretty much free for about a week or so.
Exactly.
It's
<That's laughs>
like, we haven't.
Yeah.
A bit more time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but I'm free
after. Oh, the next one. Okay. Yeah, I'm free after this Monday. Oh, what is that's easy compared to. I mean, I'm not even.
Because I don't
that.
Have anything.
Yeah.
Not
and you must have your research.
Well, that's in on the agency.
Is that in on the agency?
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
How's yours?
I've not done it all yet.
So,
timeline was the 25th, and that's
Okay.
Friday.
Maybe that was us then, not him.
Yeah, I'm just, that's why I'm funny.
Okay. Yeah, Thursday 24th.
I'm trying to be part of the 24th stuff.
Well, now you can.
End of lectures.
Yeah.
So.
So 24th, so.
Anyone fancy writing in an email?
Oh, it's actually 24th.
Just to ask whether we need to have evaluation done for the demonstration, or?
That, yeah, and.
We should have it anyway, okay, yeah. Hopefully.
But it's still important, isn't it?
Is that a part of the demonstration, do they want that information?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we need to know that anyway to prepare a presentation for that.
Right.
And, what was the other one? Basically, how's it going with your evaluation? Have you got people who have for us, or what you're thinking, and when?
Did you say anything about like what he expects of the final report and stuff, like new things or?
A few little things, just made some comments at the last meeting, just general, like how it all integrates, blah blah blah.
Do we know?
Yeah.
Did he ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No, I'd expect somewhere 10 to 15 pages.
Yeah. And how long were?
Although it's 50% of the mark, I think, is it?
But we can write a lot, I mean, I think we should write everything.
Exactly, well, we have a bit of time.
Yeah.
Cause this, I mean.
Probably.
We have interim report of 7 pages, and that's, we could, 7 pages, yeah. We could probably just expand that. I mean, cause it, I mean, a lot of it's gonna be the same thing.
Yeah, just to fine tune it or detail and.
Yeah, and then, I mean, write about the evaluation. Yeah, well, that's gonna be quite.
Yeah, that could be, yeah, that could easily be like 5 or 6 pages.
I don't think, yeah, it's just gonna be.
Okay.
So, do you wanna write an email then?
Sure.
And when I get home today, which will be before 6:30, I will make that file really more valuable.
Okay, sure. Yeah. No, no big rush.
Well, I will.
Although just to get it out of the way, so I'm trying to remember to do that tonight.
Well, I will need your snippets of code, or it would be good if I had them by tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask. At the moment, your search window. How's it organized?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim. Do you want to get the interim stuff? Just sort of like Google type thing. And just,
but at the beginning, when you haven't searched yet, is it still divided into two, and the bottom half is just,
yeah,
just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as this comes up, you just pop them in.
And then, if you, I don't know, double click on one.
It doesn't do anything yet,
okay.
But that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was why I was sort of deciding to get the 3 panes in there instead of just one. Yeah, so there's a couple of those little things.
The icon one.
Yeah. Yeah, and it makes more sense.
Yeah, maybe you want to do one left click highlights the result in whatever you've got open.
Okay. Is that how it works in the other ones? In like the other windows, like the various, like,
yeah,
the topic? Or
usually one left click, it's highlights it, cross highlights everything, I think. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic its behavior, then like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just how this one does it. So if it's like the topic window.
Well,
it's
difficult because.
So
well,
I
you can look
at. Trace back and figure out what objects they are bringing to you.
No, it's difficult. Because the transcription window does cross-highlighting in a very awkward way.
Mm.
Because you have to find the topic first.
Mm.
That was a pain. And when you right click on a topic, it pops open the list of meetings that contain that topic. And that works when you left double click on a topic, on a meeting, sorry, then it loads it. So you could take that for loading. So if we have that the same on this one, like is that you if you double left click then it loads.
So one left click just highlights.
Highlights, yeah. I mean, obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on here.
Oh, just the other one.
But
yeah.
Also highlights.
The transcript or whatever it is.
Actually, it's difficult because. Mm-hmm. Because you only ever have one meeting open, and those results will be. Well, I suppose if you have a local search, then it could cross highlight. Because, you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
right.
And you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross-highlight anything.
Although, yeah, this is actually different from how we printed up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it like how we said before, and pop up a list of the various meetings that found those terms. And then we'll
okay.
either, you know, multi-select or you know, choose the one we want to actually do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense.
What do you mean by that?
Well, just because there's like three of the top meetings, like you said before, language, we'll look at the word language and get the highest rated ones to actually look for the terms. So we're not going on all 76,
mm-hmm.
75
oh, okay.
So the results from that will, you know, narrow down what we're going to use for the local search. And we'll just do the local search on those ones that we've chosen. And if we can,
oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
So it will be a bit different from how that is right now. When we do the
well,
local search, at least.
In any case, if you left click, on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If
yes.
not, it can't.
Exactly.
It should be fairly simple to just get the topics and the summaries from using that text extractor in your right?
Yeah, you have to start again. Just do topics.
Well,
like, yeah, you have to get the topics out instead of the summaries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make? Is it very difficult to make another GUI, but only for a global search?
So that we search two different.
Just take that away. The
right.
the local
right.
checkbox.
Because
for
the startup. Time for the startup.
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have it.
Yeah, local anyways. Yeah. No, that's easy.
Yeah, would you make that? That'd be
that's great.
Handy. Everything else can just stay the same, yeah?
Yeah.
In fact you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're gonna be able to do a global search for topics.
Yeah,
that was like,
yeah, if I
yeah.
make a just
okay.
index.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I did think
you'd
bother with that,
but
cool.
What?
I didn't think
you'd
bother with that, but.
Well,
well
I mean, it's not first priority, maybe, but.
Are we bothering with our topic stuff still?
What?
Or is that sort of not like our own topic segment? Like, since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we're still doing our topic segment?
Well,
we'll
say
you are.
Do it enough to make it so we can do some numerical links or something.
But we're not going to be
very easy.
We won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics since they don't have labels.
No.
All the label ones.
Yeah.
Label twos. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not going to do that. Well, yeah, even if I happen to manage to make it decent keywords, I don't think we can spend years or years to come up with this.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, it would be kind of straightforward. You're good at
it. Yeah, if I put it to my puzzle, I wouldn't want to do that. I did have a look at trying to create XML files. I did look like a bottom image. I suppose it's not, it's,
it's as straightforward as writing an XML file, so it's, but it's organizing the segment data that it just looks so complicated to get it from the from a plain text file back into organized by who would speak speaks what and how I'm doing it. So I think that was the stupid way of doing it. Organize it by time, not by speech. So I don't know.
Probably not. I mean, just get more. I think that's what I'm going to do.
We can just email if we need.